Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are learning more on this Thursday edition, the 22nd day of January 2009, about the Obama administration's agenda. And it's exactly what they said it would be. Now, they said one thing publicly and that they hyped that was vague and nebulous about helping everyone in soup kitchens and getting America back on the right track. But in Obama's actions and lobbying for the Wall Street coup fully taking over the United States, and in the previous voting record of Barack Obama, and in the individuals he's picking for his administration, and the fine print announcements he's made on his agenda, it is very, very bad. But some said, well, let's just wait and see what he does once he gets into office. Well, 2 days into office, less than two full days into being sworn in, it'll be 2 days and about an hour, we are now getting a very clear picture. They've suddenly changed the way WhiteHouse.gov looks to mirror Obama's change.gov and usaservice.org. Why is that important? Well, they're mixing and blurring the lines between his private army and his governmental position. So the sites all have the exact same look, basically. And he's creating a private pool of volunteers with the uniform, basically, of government on them to merge with the government itself. Timothy Geithner, the soon-to-be appointed Treasury Secretary, is supposedly going to be giving some details of the new economic plan, but it's the same economic plan that we saw under Bush and Obama in the last 4 months. Total secrecy. They're saying they're not going to let you know where the trillions of dollars are going and won't let you know where the previous trillions are going. And up on WhiteHouse.gov, I spent quite a bit of time last night and this morning reading the subsections on the environment. It's an 80% carbon reduction, as he promised, listing carbon dioxide as a toxic waste, and bringing in a cap and trade tax. So when we had Rothschild on the show and he said, no, there's no plan with global warming for a tax, and laughed at me, laughed at the audience. And when all of these people say, oh, no, global warming isn't about a tax, they're now openly and on the White House website saying it's a tax. Okay, so the denial is completely over, though it will continue. I know while we're paying taxes, the carbon taxes, if we don't beat this, people will say it's not a tax. This is the doublethink, mass mind control, mass lunacy, mass ignorance system we're living under. So that is coming up. We have Bob Chapman on in the second hour. And Joe Rogan, who has been on the show quite a few times over the years over the phone, because we became friends, I guess, about 9 years ago just by accident, because he was friends with Kevin Booth. And I found out he was, you know, into, quote, conspiracies and things, New World Order. A few weeks ago, I talked to Joe, and he said he was coming to Austin. He ought to come in studio. And then I talked to him last week. And then he called the other day and said, come in on Thursday, and then we haven't really locked down exactly when he's coming in, and I kind of forgot about it until this morning, and I'm calling his cell phone, and he's not answering it. But Joe Rogan should be in studio. I just need to give him the new address of where we're located. So Joe coming up in the third hour today. And then Austin Police Chief Art Acevedo is scheduled to be in studio with us as well today. I'll have some interesting questions for him on a host of issues. But I do want to open the phones up in this hour right now at 1-800-259-9231. What you think about our new coronated king, where you see this agenda going, what you're predicting for the next few years. 800-259-9231. We'll also go through the agenda, the economic agenda of the new Treasury Secretary they're trying to appoint, and the carbon taxes. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you, that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of my...
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0400. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Pledges dramatic action. The Obama administration will take action, nice and simple for the public, on a dramatic scale to revive credit markets and strengthen banks as they are able to lend. Treasury Secretary Designate Tim Geithner said on Wednesday, testifying to the Senate committee considering his nomination, Mr. Geithner said the Obama team was working on a comprehensive plan to deal with the banks and hope to unveil it soon. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring this forward the next 2 weeks, he's saying. And then when Congress says, how much money is it? He'll just say it's a blank check. They'll tell the public a number like $700 billion again. They're on record. I have the congressional testimony. It's coming up in the new Obama film where they say it's just a made-up number. It's unlimited. And it's been 6 weeks now. And 6 weeks ago, in just 2 months, it was $8.5 trillion they'd stolen and won't tell anyone where it went. And then now they're just keeping those numbers completely secret. For all we know, it may be more than $1.3 trillion a week they're stealing. That's what they were doing before. Now it's all completely secret. Nothing is coming out. No one knows anything in Congress. They have told in federal lawsuits against the Treasury Department and the private Federal Reserve, they're on record saying that the legislation gave them the power to tell no one where it went, and that no court or legislature in the land can even investigate or review. Now, that was the subsection in the bill, and we read it over and over and over and over and over and over again on the air, week after week, when they were trying to ram it through, terrorizing the public, saying we'd have a depression if they didn't, that day one they were going to unfreeze the subprime mortgages, that was, quote, the threat. And then it passed October 3rd, October 4th on the Saturday. Treasury Secretary Paulson, Fed Chairman Bernanke came out and said, well, we're actually not going to use any of the money for that now. It's not a problem now. That isn't what caused all this. Well, that was actually true, and we told everybody that. And so now they're coming in again saying we need even more power, and they're going to say there's going to be a depression if you don't do this. It'll be the same trick they played in late September, early October, for 2 weeks, saying depression, 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 and that destroying confidence, the market's plunging, so they could go in and buy it up. And we know what they've done with the money. They've bought gold, and they bought up key stocks that they know they're not going to completely destroy in the future, and they bought up infrastructure, because it's come out here and there, and the private Federal Reserve is quietly, to institutions and governments, issuing its own bonds now. Before, the Treasury issued them, and then interest on the bonds was paid to the banks. So it is just, you think the looting has been bad so far, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the levels are so catastrophic, so leviathan, so gargantuan, so colossal, so humongous in their scale that it's already irrevocable financial destruction of not just the United States, but the world, for the general public and countries. Not for the elite. This is the final round of risk, global domination, as they financially dominate the nations they can and militarily the nations that resist them. Now, it's all been done through fraud. You know, if somebody tricks you into signing a fraudulent contract, handing over everything you own and making you a sharecropper slave for life, you can just say it's a fraudulent contract, break it, and not go along with it. You know, for contracts to stand up in court, they have to have consideration. They have to be somewhat fair. Well, this is a fraud. These are the people that engineered the economic crisis. She's the executive through Northcom and other systems of Homeland Security. Terrorized the public and Congress into going along with something that was 98% unpopular in every major poll. Some were 99%. They were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls in Congress. That's on record. And so what's happening? They're now bringing us into round two. And Congress, the clips are up on YouTube yesterday, said, well, tell us what you'll do with the new plan, and tell us what your new plan is going to be. And he said, I can't tell you. I'm just going to need you to pass the bill when we give it to you in 2 weeks. I mean, they've already got almost complete omnipotent power, unlimited. What will the new thing be? Well, the key here is Gethner's saying this is going to be internationally coordinated, and that will be the Congress signing over Federal Reserve Banking Authority with a new 1913-style Federal Reserve Accord, just like under the World Trade Organization in 95, 96, in different accords, the Congress handed over most of its trade authority to an unelected private international board through a treaty. It will be a treaty with the private consortium, the banking cartel, the globalist, out of London and out of Europe, and because they've announced this, what it's going to be. You know, Congress says, well, what's the plan going to be? Well, what are you proposing? Well, it's international in scope, but I can't tell you. But they already did tell us in the Times of London, and in the Wall Street Journal, and in Newsweek, with headlines like, New World Bank to run world currencies and other financial institutions, acting as world government. So we know what it is. So let me tell you what's going to be proposed. But first, let me digress. While the bill they passed on October 3rd, giving them dictatorial complete power with no oversight and immunity, said one thing, publicly, they said it's only $700 million, it's total transparency, everything will be public, everything will be reviewed, everything will be available, Congress is in control of this, the Treasury Secretary is in control of this. Meanwhile, the bill said 180 degrees, the opposite of that. Well, it's going to be the same thing here. Total transparency. Total, the public will be made abreast. None of this will go to CEO bonuses. None of this will go to broker bonuses. None of this will go to shareholders. The government's going to get a stake in this. Blah, blah, blah. Do it or we're going to have a depression. And if Congress bolts again and says, but where's the other money? What'd you do? They'll go, okay, the market just went down 3,000 points. And they'll go, okay, we'll sign a new Federal Reserve, but a global Federal Reserve Act agreeing for Congress to fully not just hand over the power to the Treasury Secretary and the private Fed boss, but we'll hand the power over to the complete European shareholders. And that's why you have current and former Fed board members in Bloomberg saying, we've asked what's going on, and we've been told, you will not be told, war powers has been enacted, and only the Fed governors in New York know what's happening. But then if you reverse engineer it and look at what they've been proposing, getting everybody ready for it, you know what's going on behind the scenes. You understand the magnitude? They are going to bring the private Federal Reserve System with its already foreign shareholders publicly into the open world government banking taxation system. And I read Lou Rockwell, I read all the other patriot and libertarian sites, and I'm sorry, none of them even get it. Ron Paul gets it. And he'll get on air and say, yeah, they're probably going to try to move to that. And I'm like thinking, Congressman, have you read Newsweek? Have you read Financial Times? I mean, have you read all the news? They're saying it. They said they would use the Patriot Act on Americans for misdemeanors in non-terror related. And I had law scholars and people laugh at me for 2 years and finally apologize and say, oh, I guess it does say that. And now they're charging tens of thousands a month with it all over the country at the federal and state level. I mean, I'm not that smart, and I don't understand why I'm the only one that it seems sees this absolutely clearly, other than maybe Professor Michelle Chosadowski. He's the only other person. And I know Ron Paul knows it, but he doesn't like to come all the way out with it because he knows the media can spin that against him. But the time for mincing words and holding back is over. I was up here at midnight last night, and saw a clip on Yahoo News. I think we sent it to the webmasters. They're posting it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll play it later if we have time. Of Glenn Beck, of all people, with Ron Paul yesterday, saying world government's taking over through the banks. Both parties are controlled. This is a world government. And then he read a founding father quote about banks being more dangerous than standing armies that would overthrow America. It was like Alex Jones had suddenly possessed Glenn Beck on Fox News, and then Ron Paul came in and agreed. So I don't even know what that means. I guess the establishment thinks Fox News is so discredited with the public that if Fox News comes out and talks like Alex Jones, that somehow so in a way, this is starting to come out. But no one is talking or discussing the fact that they are about to publicly. I mean, the mainstream news is admitting they're doing it, but then our own movement that's been right all along cannot come to grips with the fact that it's actually happening now. It's here. It's here in the next 2-3 weeks. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. And I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that Glenn Beck was doing this. Remember, Glenn Beck was saying Ron Paul supporters are dangerous. The army needs to be used against them. They're domestic enemies. I put a clip of that in Truth Rising. See, back when Ron Paul could have actually won and was exploding like a grass fire, the establishment shot him down, attacked him. Now that the establishment thinks it's too late, that they're getting what they want, they're already bringing us into the depression, they don't care. Now some U.S. media is being forced to report the truth because they would lose their whole audience if they didn't. And their CEOs and people, I guarantee you, have told them, hey, it doesn't matter, the truth's out anyways, go ahead and report it, the people can't stop us now. I mean, Glenn Beck is a Benedict Arnold. If he comes out and apologizes and says, I was an agent or I was reading talking points and I made a mistake and I apologize and I henceforth swear to fight the New World Order and go forward against tyranny, then I would say, okay, we'll give you a second chance, but we're going to watch you closely. But the way this guy's like a crab and walks sideways, I don't like it. But it is a big plus that Lou Dobbs is saying New World Order, world government's taking over, it's a scam. Glenn Beck is saying it on Fox. I mean, folks, but we were saying it 13 years ago. Do you understand? everything we've said has been true. Everything we've said has been accurate because we're only going off the globalist own documents. We're going to break more of this down with Bob Chapman coming up later. But first, your phone call straight ahead. Be sure and check out PrisonPlanet.tv.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Monday through Friday, we're here live.
Get up, stand up.
11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
Get up, stand up.
Please don't forget, we have a free podcast linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that more than 125,000 people are subscribing to every day. Please tell your friends, your family, your neighbors about the free podcast so they can listen where they want, how they want, on whatever device they wish. We are intensifying everything we're doing here as we go into this imploding economy. We don't need to just stay the same size we are. We need to expand, and that's why we put up a donate button for folks that want to go donate on PayPal at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to thank some folks that did donate when we first put that up yesterday afternoon. Thank you so much, because, again, the expenses here are just mounting, and we're victims of our own success with the bandwidth situation. And it is a big nut to crack, plus personnel, building, all the expenses. And, you know, we go with the main system. I pay taxes because I'm not going to give them an excuse to come in and shut us down. We choose our battles. So we have a lot of issues we're facing, but we're continuing to grow and move forward. And if that means I eat hamburger instead of steak, that's just fine. But again, ladies and gentlemen, the donate button is up on InfoWars.com right now. We're going to continue with Bob Chapman on the economy and the World Government Bank openly being set up, the birth publicly of the New World Order that they're going to attempt the next 3 weeks. That is coming up. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Illinois. Tony, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, Debo?
Pretty good.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about that Glenn Beck. I was watching that myself. And you're right. It's about the fact that Fox is discredited, that Glenn Beck's bringing this stuff up now. There has to be some hokey, again, Punch and Judy show media of a voice of dissent. Now Fox News, who's played cheerleader to Bush for the last 8 years, is going to be suddenly this voice of reason in Obama mania here. And
because it's so discredited, now when I say they're setting up a world government bank, when it's in the Financial Times of London, when it's in the Wall Street Journal, when it's in Newsweek, they'll say, you just got that off Fox.
Exactly, Alex. I mean, I can think of no other worse company to keep. I mean, for you to be linked up with Fox News. I mean, just from, of course, you're not.
Well, again, Glenn Beck said none of this existed. We needed to have the army used against us. Ron Paul was bad, and then as soon as Ron Paul was defeated, and literally Obama copied his grassroots, the way the site looked, the way they did it, everything. That was a real grassroots movement. They killed it. They demonized it. And they all went on TV and said 9/11 truthers are terrorists. And then, boom, suddenly he flips and openly says world government's taking over.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I mean, let me tell you, Alex, just for, you know, because these are seemingly hopeless times, but they're not hopeless. I mean, I am out there. I mean, I don't refer to him as President Obama. It's Lord or Emperor Obama. People, everybody agrees, they laugh, they know exactly, I'm in the suburbs of Chicago, which they call the blonde bimbo of the city. And they're more aware of, you know, you're not hearing, oh, it's not just some old white dude, you know, they're hearing, oh God, you know, look at it.
Not just Blagojevich or all the corruption of Bill Richardson or the corruption of Rahm Emanuel, now Rangel's in trouble for a bunch of scams. The congressman, I mean, this is a pack of thugs, a pack of big city machine openly owned by international finance looting us. It's a bank robbery. Hard 3.
Let's not forget about Hillary and everything she did for Walmart. I'm from the rural part of Missouri. Walmart killed us. You know, they killed us, and she helped that.
And now it's the only major company. Everybody else is doing horrible, but they're posting record profits because the slave centers, they have the melamine food, they have all the crud, and people think, well, things are bad, I better go to the best value. So they rise with 10-12% profit increases last time I saw a week ago, while everything else implodes. I mean, again, as the parasitic system implodes things, the few big parasites, the bankers, Walmart, now over 40% of world retail, I mean, they're just taking over.
Oh, let me tell you, Alex, I worked for one of their competitors, and because of something I signed, I can't say who. But let me just say, I was supposed to work yesterday. They called me at 9:30 in the morning. I work in customer service. They called me at 9:30 in the morning and told me to stay home. And then I got another call today. Thank God I'm off today and tomorrow. But they called me again today to let me know that it was closed again today and tomorrow. It's bad, folks. Go buy a candy bar for a dollar. You know what I mean, Alex?
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Diane, Bart, Matt, Laura, and others. Stay with us. More straight ahead on the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
As we've been driving on the wine spread much too long, Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah. Sucking the children day by day.
The Babylon system is the vampire.
In the blood of the
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Continuing with your phone calls, coming up later in studio, Joe Rogan, anti-New World Order guy, but also the host of Ultimate Finding, News Radio, Fair Factor. Have the popular culture folks in here to see what they think of what's happening in the world. And Police Chief Art Acevedo later in studio in the fourth hour today. Bob Chapman coming up in about 26 minutes from now on the economy. And same system Obama pushed. The real transition of government started months ago, even before he got elected. And there he was out there pushing in October. You've got to pass this banker bill. It's got total transparency. it will fix everything. It will help the people. Meanwhile, they stole it all and said, we're not going to tell you where it is. The bill says we can do that. See, they lied to the public. Remember 2 years ago? There's thousands of these lies when they said, don't worry, this new bill we've introduced, right when the Democrats got control of the House and Senate in 2006, they said, don't worry, this new bill is an amnesty for the 30 million illegal aliens that we promised, but it's secret. We're not going to let you see the bill. Remember that? That's a free society. And then Senator Sessions leaked the bill in an article called 20 Loopholes. And it wasn't loopholes. It said that it was total, complete amnesty for all illegal aliens, including felons, and that for 6 years, anyone who came here would be completely legal, and they would automatically re-up after that for another 6 years. And they said, okay, it was amnesty. I mean, they are a pack of criminal liars, even if you're for amnesty and globalism and open borders, which is the globalist plan. Even if you're suckered by all that propaganda, do you like being lied to? I mean, is that a good thing? And so that's what they're going to do. They're going to tell us, oh, we need to unfreeze the subprime mortgages again, give us even more power. But they've already got unlimited domestically through fraud. And so what is the next thing going to be? It's going to be Congress signing over its final authority to an international body. We'll talk with Bob Chapman about that right now. Back to the calls. Diane in New York. You're on the air, Diane.
Hi, Alex. I think Obama's coronation is a good time for me to, with your permission, announce an event that We Are Change is holding this Sunday. It's a free preparedness and self-reliance clinic, and it's being given by Eitan Edwards. He's head of International Self-Reliance and Preparedness Network, which is a international first responder organization. A little bit about Mr. Edwards is that right after 9/11, he got on the radio in New York and said, please, the air is not safe to breathe. Please wear a respirator if you go down there. And Mayor Giuliani got very, very angry at him.
Yeah, they said, shut up, you're with Al-Qaeda.
Pretty much, well, he told, said, like,
being sarcastic, but yeah, you're with us, you're against us. Breathe the poison or you're anti-American.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anyway, it's going to be an all-day thing from 11 to 7:30 at the Yippie House Museum and Cafe at 9 Bleecker Street. You can go to the We Are Change website and see the poster and the description of it. It's 9 Bleecker Street, and it's free, and we want he's going to discuss things like nuclear preparedness, what to do when there's no doctor, and also stuff we can use right now, such as gardening and solar power.
Good. So anything
like
else, Diane?
Everybody. I'm
Good.
Sorry,
anything
right?
else, Diane? Anything else, Diane?
That's pretty much it. Thank you for letting me describe that.
You bet. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Keep it up. Bart in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to expand a little bit on a comment you made yesterday concerning the Obama presidency, where you were kind of predicting a assassination attempts or a rise in gun violence. I just wanted to say that I really think that's really accurate. When you look at the modus operandi of the neoconservatives, they were about projecting power outward. Their whole position was to get the global empire positioned. Now the neoliberals, they're all about projecting power inward. And that's the phase that we're moving in now. Now, a couple of months back or a couple of weeks back, you had an article on Prison Planet that was talking about a gentleman in Austin, I think, that had sat at a bar and this guy came up in, or it was Washington, and was talking about 9/11 truth and like, we need to do violence and we need to do this and that. I really think we can expect to see, as a way of demonizing the Ron Paul movement, a way of demonizing the Liberty movement, some kind of gun violence that will be directly associated, just like the militias were demonized in the 90s under Clinton. I think we can look for a program to now demonize the Liberty movement.
Yes, the new Attorney General was the Deputy Attorney General for Oklahoma City, and we even got his emails and documents via lawsuits involved covering up the investigation of that. And, yes, that was a false flag directed against the American people as a pretext to crack down on anti-globalists. And, yes, I believe that you're now going to see that phase, but they're also going to have the international phase encircling Russia, going into Afghanistan, saber-rattling with Iran, because, it's not two different management teams. It's the same crew. It's just going to be different rhetoric and a different approach. And I got all these emails yesterday saying, how dare you cover up the fact that Obama is requesting the Pentagon suspend the kangaroo court trials of the people held between 7 to 4 years, depending on the different people they're trying, at Guantanamo Bay. Well, they're on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We did link to the top couple of paragraphs and then a link to the mainstream news stories. In fact, we put two stories up on each site yesterday about that, but then I went on air and pointed out that Bush and others had already talked about suspending that trial because it was too obvious and it wasn't real, and the people had been held for many years and had been tortured. And a few weeks ago, if you go pull it up, it was 3 weeks ago, they marched some of the defendants in, and the news said they're going to plead guilty, showing the scripting, the news already knowing, and then they suddenly said, what do you plead? And they said, we've been tortured, we didn't do it, we don't want to be executed. We were... Because they had promised them if they pled guilty that they wouldn't be executed, but then they found out they were going to reverse it and still execute them. And so they said, we've been tortured, it's not real. And so, again, the kangaroo thing is so embarrassing. See, as ABC News reported, and again, I'm not tooting our horn, we said this 6 months ago because we saw what the administration was saying they might do. They float this stuff. They said, we're going to close Guantanamo, or we're looking at it, but we're going to open other camps in other parts of the world. Well, they've already opened those years ago. Black sites, the true ghost sites, not the public, camp they show people at Guantanamo that's bad enough. But then ABC News announced that they're going to have the camps in 14 locations inside the United States, South Carolina, California, Texas, other places. And so, again, these ignorant Obamanoids are telling me I'm a Bush supporter and I'm a racist. And I'm like, no, I'm reporting the facts to you, you idiots. And so, again, Obama will be more subtle. He will package it better than just Bush's overt arrogance. Go ahead.
No, I think you're right. And I'm not trying to say at all that I think any of the agenda, Russia's still floating out there, the whole Crescent and the big new Brzezinski's, whole plans for out there.
Russian encirclement.
Yeah, the neoliberals really seem to be the Fabians, and the neoconservatives really seem to be the Nazis. And
Synergy. That's the synergy of the overlords. They give you the two false choices.
Exactly, and that's also that's why Obama was such a logical choice after Bush, because he is literally everything about Bush inverted. And I don't just mean his color. I mean the way he presents himself, the way he speaks. And now we've energized this entire liberal movement, and it's just they love
as a rebuke to Bush, as a rebuke to Bush, not knowing they've been trapped.
Exactly. Now we're going to have to go through the same process that we went with all these good old boys that were, not bad people that wanted to support Bush and believed in Bush and bought into that archetype. Now we're going to have to go through the exact same process on the other side of the fence.
And it's sophisticated. And how do you get a public who doesn't even know where their state capitals are or what the system of government is to understand that?
You plant the seeds. You constantly plant the seeds. I mean, we already know that there's going to be an even greater resurgence of Ron Paul's popularity. The campaign for liberty is exploding. We will pass through this. Every one individual that's activated and knows the truth and is out there and speaking the truth and putting it is worth 1,000, 100,000 of these zombies.
And if we bust our butts, if each of us that's worth 1,000 of the zombies takes action and literally burns the candle at both ends. And I told my wife a year ago, I said, baby, let me finish these projects and I'll cut back. And I had to tell her last night, I said, do you want me to cut back? Because I can't. I'm going to have to work 18 hours a day again. And she said, do it. We don't have a future if you don't do it.
Oh, no.
Children this morning were begging me not to go to work, though, because they didn't see me yesterday, any. But I'm doing it because they have no future if I don't.
No, we have to. Look, I've taken up two jobs. I'm doing my TV show. I'm helping with the Campaign for Liberty. I'm helping with 9/11 Truth. You're 100% right. I'm working on projects on the family land to start getting gardens out there. Everything that I do, and that's the way we all have to be now. This is militant, and I've watched you for years, and I've been amazed at the energy that you put into this. But everybody that does that will find that the further you get into this, the more real it becomes. You won't be able to work on anything else. I can't play video games anymore. I don't enjoy going to the movies anymore because it's just this passe mind screen that's projected on everything. I sit there and I watch the movie, and all I can look at is either the Illuminati symbolism in the movie, or I'm thinking about, all of the false messages that are being projected by that entertainment onto the minds and the audience.
And it's an insult. It's an assault. When you're conscious, you see it all, and you burn with desire and passion to warn people. And it's not even that we're goody-two-shoes or these great humanitarians. We know it's about survival, and we know how wicked this New World Order is, and we're desperate to warn people. Just like if you see a child walking out in the street with a big bus coming, and you start screaming, little boy, come here, little boy, little girl, get off the street, get off, and they're just laughing, going, that bus loves me. That bus is, we are, you know, yes, we can, Bob the Builder, la, 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 can we fix it? Yes, we can. You're like, no, it's a bus, it's coming fast, little boy, and he's like, no. No, the bus driver told me you're the bad man. And then you got to watch you just ram them down, run them over.
We will be victorious. You know, we have to keep our heads up. We have to keep moving forward. And if things are going to get bad and things are going to get bloody, then that's God's will. But we've planted the seeds for a better tomorrow.
I hear you. Good to hear from you, Bart. Let's talk to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air.
My call. I watched that silly inauguration yesterday, bro. I got to tell you, all those people, it was like a herd of sheep.
Lambs to the slaughter.
Yeah. Our country is turning into a dictatorship. It's astounding.
They built the infrastructure. Now they're giving you the cherry on top, the messianic leader.
Absolutely. I mean, when I saw that, Alex, tell me if you agree with me. It reminded me of pictures I saw growing up studying world history of Hitler and the masses before him.
Sir, we're making this film about Obama. We have the film shot by the Nazis of the exact same looks on those men and women's faces.
Absolutely. That was the first thing that I thought of when I saw the huge numbers.
Sir, watching it, I become nauseous.
Yeah. It was absolutely astounding to me. I tell you, Alex, we're in big trouble. We're about to see an utter destruction of everything our country was founded on.
The banks, 2 months in, had stolen $8.5 trillion. Now we don't know how much they're stealing. It's totally secret, and they're saying there's an international solution. It's coming in 2 to 3 weeks. And then the Congress says, what is it? And they say, we won't tell you. But then at the same time, they're announcing what it is. It's a world government bank we pay our carbon taxes to. It's Newsweek, Financial Times of London, Wall Street Journal. Glenn Beck is acting like he's against it, but not giving details and not telling his listeners how to fight it or how to stop it. I mean, my God, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is so incredible. To know we're living in this time and to know it's really happening, and then even the Liberty Movement, the Patriot Movement, I listen and I hear and I watch it, and most of them don't fully get it. Yep. I mean, this is just off the charts.
It is. It's amazing. And you know, this is the funny part. The people are allowing this to happen because they believe everything they hear in the media. They're too lazy to find the real truth.
But what happened is Congress got a 9% approval rating. The public woke up, but only that they were being lied to, and they got fooled by the old bait and switch. Okay, yeah, Bush is bad. Everybody boo him. You know, the anvil's been lifted off of our chest. The weight's been lifted off of our back. Now here's the new savior, and the media all gets behind him. But you know, this is a growing process where it took 4 to 6 years for people to wake up to Bush. They're going to wake up to Obama in less than a year, and that's Obama's own administration.
Of course they are. Biden,
when he's talking to an inner circle of powerful Democrats, you know, 300 of them, what's he say? Listen, the people aren't going to like this. Within 100 days, they're going to get really upset. Within the first day he gets in, they're not going to like what he starts doing. So, you know, we've got to circle the wagons. So they're having to give pep talks internally to their own people that they've got a rough road to go down, okay? They can put out this slick image of invincibility and all this power, and they're going to do it. And they may get away with it because it's so big and so outrageous and so incredible, but they may not. And even if they get their world government publicly launched with us paying taxes to them, then we just keep exposing that and saying no. I mean, you know, it's... Oh, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, I keep saying I'm staggered by all of this. I'm just completely thunderstruck, almost dumbstruck by it. It's so real. It's so tangible. It's so out in the open. And I've still got all these neocon websites and liberal sites writing articles about me every week saying Jones is insane. There's no PNAC. There's no New World Order. There's no move for world government. He's insane. He believes in little green men. When all I'm covering is their own documents. And these are operatives. I to know. I mean, here's a microcosm of it. you know, watch it, a.k.a. Tommy Chong, to know that that it's legal to sell water pipes and pipes all over the country, except for a few cities, to know that the city that they ended up having to make an order so the feds could bust them tried for a year to buy a pipe from Tommy Chong Sung's website, to know that they infiltrated and tried for 2 years and got an employee in who, as an informant, mailed the pipe to the police in the city where it was illegal, and that it came out in court that they did that. I mean, that's planting. And then to know that's what narcotics police, way over 80% do, and they do it to innocent people and feel good all day, my mind doesn't compute that. I mean, if you're saying we're following the law, we're busting drug dealers, we're busting people that use drugs, well, why do you then go frame people that aren't doing anything or aren't breaking the law? I mean, how do they do that? How does Homeland Security arrest a woman whose children spill a drink and it's in the L.A. Times and the feds are in the article defending it and she's going to prison as a terrorist under the Patriot Act? And they're evil, ladies and gentlemen. They're evil. 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 We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, I haven't even gotten to the fact that when we first announced on air a few days ago that Obama had done his oath of office wrong and had not sworn to protect and defend the Republic. People didn't believe us. Then it came out in the mainstream news. And then he was readministered the oath yesterday without the Bible and in secret. Now, this is a stunt. Talk about a cultic. Talk about New World Order. See, they're letting you know things are different now. He isn't going to publicly do it right, and then when he does it, it's going to be in private and without a Bible. I mean, they are doing all of this on purpose. I want to play him taking the oath of office. Here it is for listeners.
I, Barack Hussein Obama,
do solemnly swear
that I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States faithfully. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
All right. I want to get started with this now before Bob Chapman gets on. I talked about this Fox News piece. I'm going to play this with Ron Paul last night on Fox News on Beck's News Show. Then we're going to analyze it and critique it. So here is that.
You know, I'm just like you, man. I watch the news and I see it. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not a separate story. These stories are all connected. The media never puts them together like a puzzle, but that's really what the news is. Let's put some together. First, the housing market collapses because banks are forced to make loans with people who can't pay them back. Next, the bailout bonanza.
Stop. The banks weren't forced to do that. They rewrote the laws so that they could give it to people that didn't have money. They changed the law where they didn't have fractional reserve banking, 10-to-1 leveraging. It was unlimited. And the very same... So, Beck's not really doing it. Keep going.
With no results. Next, where's that money coming from? Oh, yeah, we're printing it in the basement and devaluing our currency.
Hit pause. Finally, that's only part of it. Then you've got to pay that money back in taxes to the very banks it's being given to. Back to it.
We're starting to nationalize our banks. This is pretty good. Bank of America will literally become Bank of America, which is great because we can say...
Okay, that's not true. That's not true. Just like they did the bait and switch and said the Federal Reserve was governmental. Now everybody knows it's private. The new Bank of the USA they're talking about is a dual Federal Reserve that is nexused into the international system. This has all been announced, issuing its own bonds. And so all you have is the big mega central banks that already own the controlling stock in Bank of America, Chase Manhattan, Citibank, and a few others, Wells Fargo, openly coming in now and merging it all into one. Here we go.
Really have to spend money on new signs. This all forms a big puzzle. Here it is. The government is to blame for each and every one of these pieces.
Stop there. The government is not completely to blame. I mean, when a mafia don sends out a capo to commit a new scam, they're both guilty. The mafia capo carrying out the operation with the soldiers under him and his boss, the don, above him. Okay? So this is international bankers that have engineered all of this. This is Barack Obama, who was their main front man when it wasn't going to pass, who went to the floor of the House and Senate and demanded it pass. Okay? The government is to blame for writing the blank check under threat of martial law via the executive to do it, though. Let's keep rolling a bit more.
President Obama, is he Bush on steroids? And how long is this going to last before somebody says, okay, this isn't making any sense to me.
It's making great sense. It's a giant heist. The only thing you said true, Beck, there, is that this is George Bush on steroids.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.